Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
What's up, everybody? Happy Tuesday. Junkies with y'all, 106.7 The Fan. We are live on NBC Sports Washington. Presented by EMP 180 Weight Loss Structure Accountability Results, the standard for weight loss in the area. It's EMP180weightloss.com. We thank you for tuning in this Tuesday morning, June 12th, 2018. I'm John Paul Flame, joined by Eric Bickle.
Morning.
Morning, Johnny Cake Sawville.
Hello, everybody.
And Jason Bishop.
Welcome back, Joe Pa.
Thank you. Thanks for letting me skip out to go to my son's promotion.
Mm-hmm. No problem.
There was some ribbing, but it was definitely worthwhile. I was unaware. First of all, he won an award. Now a lot of people won that same award for academic excellence. They tried to say that it was for the top 80 percentile and the 80 percentile and this and that. It appeared half of the class won it. Dylan even poo-pooed it to me, and he's like, half the class got it. I was like, but they said it was only like 20%. Hmm. But he won that award, and he read a poem.
Nice.
So it was good to go. To that, it lasted 3 hours. Yeah. It was an interminable ceremony. They did a slideshow, which was cool because each kid had two pictures, and you kind of saw how they started at Rachel Carson Elementary School and how they finished. But two kids times eight classes of about 30 takes forever.
I don't think the Caps Parade is going to last 3 hours.
Oh, no.
Somehow
they're going to manage to whisk through that quicker.
That's going to involve like 500,000 people.
And I have to say, the chorus that they did at the end.
Yeah.
Oh. They had every kid up there singing. Yeah. But, oh, my God.
Need a little refinement.
Well, I think your kids are part of chorus, right?
Mm-hmm.
If you're part of chorus, that's usually a smaller group.
Sure.
So this isn't chorus. It was every kid singing. And
once you get the chorus and choir, they start to weed out the heartings. They can't sing.
This included all the heartings.
It happens. What are you
You know, it's one of those big events that you have to go to in life. There aren't that many of them, to be honest with you.
Well today's one of them.
It's good that you're back today because it's obviously a huge day in the city, huge day for the station. So it should be fun. We'll be ducking out a little early here, 9:40 a.m.-ish, heading to the metro and then getting down to some place where Bacon and Eggs Drive or something.
Henry Bacon Drive.
I've never heard of this rally point that we're going to. Yeah. I mean, I've heard of most of the big silly streets in D.C.
It's just one of the side streets off the Lincoln Memorial.
I've never heard of Kevin Bacon Drive.
That's where we're hopping in the convertibles.
That's where
and by the way,
headed.
Yesterday we thought we were going to be on a double-decker bus. That's been amended.
Correct.
We're going to be on or in a convertible.
I would say two convertibles. That's an upgrade. That's pretty cool. And I know we're an afterthought, and we're repping the station and everything, but from our perspective, that's pretty cool.
It's damn cool.
Pretty cool that
we'll be more visible, I would guess.
Oh, yeah. For sure.
I'm guessing it'll just be the driver and then the two junks, and then the driver and the two junks.
I would assume.
Yeah. I'm 47 years old. I don't know that I've ever been in a convertible. I was thinking about it.
I can't recall it.
I used to own one. Owned a couple, actually.
Now, are we going to do the movie where we sit on the back? We're sitting up on the back.
I think have to.
You can't just sit down in the seat.
No, nobody
sees the silly jump.
No, you'll be in the back seat sitting on the back of it.
Of course, Casey's going to be thrown off because I don't know that you've ever been in a car because your dad was Milton about
it. He was.
Without a seatbelt.
It's very true. I'm going to have to go to the driver and say, look, you have to keep this nice and slow, my friend.
Oh, I think it'll be slow.
3 miles per hour.
Well, I was going to say, you can walk faster and the car's going to be driving.
That's true. It's a very good point.
I'm really going to enjoy this just to be sort of in the middle of the
spectacle.
You'll
probably never be in this again. Never.
Oh, never.
Never.
And it has nothing to do with us, but just to be inside the ropes on it and just, I'll have my cell phone out just taking videos.
Yeah.
But I was thinking about it yesterday, just like, wow, this is going to be really cool. But this is right up Cakes' alley, you know? Especially when we get to the stage part, if they ever ask any of the junks to say anything, he's the guy. Cakes, yeah. They're
not going to ask us to say anything.
But they might need to kill time. It's not because they care.
Some filler.
They might need some filler.
Right.
And they say, can somebody go up there and dress the crowd a little bit? The guys are still, you know, whatever.
Right.
I could totally see that scenario. And Cakes, the guy, I'll blow out my voice again.
It's just starting to come back.
Yeah.
If that happens, which I would say is less than a 1% chance. But the voice will be gone again. And I'll, you know what? I'll just take the rest of the week off.
Now, both Cakes and I were on stage yesterday an appearance.
Yes.
I would say that was a solid. I gave ourselves a solid C. Cakes said B minus.
I said B minus.
We pretty much Ray Guy'd it.
Why were you guys on stage?
Why did you do so poorly?
We were part of an event out at Lakewood Country Club yesterday.
Did you guys bomb?
For Wanata, which is big, consortium, like here in D.C., they had a golf event and they wanted us to kind of MC it and, you know, like say a few words.
Oh,
you know, go up and do like 5 or 10 minutes of shtick.
That's what we did. That's an instant thanks, but no thanks when they say MC.
There was no agenda is the thing.
Very little.
Well, that always hurts.
A lot of people came up to us and said we did a good job. I felt like we probably. And we knew it all along. We probably should have prepped a little something, but we just hyped up the caps.
We flew by the seat of our pants. We came
up with a couple of zings while we were sitting down.
I thought I had a good joke about used cars.
Sounds brutal.
Because they're all about new cars.
You didn't talk about Eric Wanata?
No, didn't talk about Eric Wanata. That's a good one.
Yeah, I wish
I had thought of that one. I bounced a used car joke off the crowd.
And they were very nice to us, but we were on stage, and it was just... Go for 10 minutes. Hey, Caps fans, you're pumped up? That worked.
I think we actually did 10 minutes plus. And when I realized that we had gone...
Were there crickets the whole time?
That we had gone past threshold, I was like, now it's time to wrap it up and hand the baton over to the big silly from Wanata.
But that was different. Like here, if by chance we were on stage, just start a Let's Go Caps chant.
Of course, it could be
easier. People are going to go nuts.
It's taking candy from a baby.
There, people were just waiting around for the 50-50
and to win their prizes for winning the long drive, the closest pin contest. They want to eat. They want to see if they won the 50-50, and then they want to get back out into soul-crushing traffic and make their way home.
Yeah.
We get it. We've all been there before.
Well, today,
that group of people that sell cars, we've been tightly associated with people that have sold cars for the entire tenure of our run. That's the biggest advertising sector.
It's the moneymaker.
On this radio station. So we knew a lot of people there.
Well, today we have no idea what to expect.
None.
I don't know what to expect whatsoever.
Here's a little bit. I can help you out a little bit, okay? Scott Allen from the Washington Post, he got access to the groups that are going to be in the parade,
okay?
So I'll read them to you. So you got 4 F-16 Fighting Falcons.
That's going to be really cool.
That's going to be awesome.
That's a flyover. What time is that?
I think it's around 11:25-ish is when
they're going to fly over the parade with a path up the Potomac River, culminating near Independence and 23rd Street.
I hope they have a path directly over top of our convertible, because that's going to be silly.
That's going
to
be sick. Mayor Muriel Bowser.
Bowser.
Hey,
she's
Bowser.
She's the next Internet Explorer.
I met her one time. She's not my mayor. Muriel Bowser, Seton girl.
Yep.
Members of the Washington, D.C. City Council. The Eastern High School Blue and White Marching Machine Marching Band. Blue High School Majestic Knights Marching Band.
Nice. Get some local flavor there from the local marching band.
Hopefully they're playing go-go.
We talked about the longtime season ticket holders who've had season tickets since the Caps inaugural season in 1974.
That's a lot of dough those people have spent. Think about that.
Oh, yeah.
All the season tickets for 40-plus years.
Mm-hmm. The D.C. Fire Department Emerald Society Pipes and Drums. So you got to imagine, these are all, you know, the high school bands doing their thing, the pipes and drums doing their thing.
Now, is this in order?
I don't know if it's in order. It might be. The D.C. Fire Department. Oh, I did that one. The Monumental Sports and Entertainment Owners and Staff. Okay. So that would be, is that going to be Ted? Ted and all those guys?
Absolutely.
Zach and all them.
Yep.
Caps alum. Then you have the Capital One Arena Ice Crew and Olympia Ice Resurfacers.
Mm-hmm.
All those guys that take care of the ice.
All those Sambonis.
Give them some props.
Give them some love. They deserve it.
The Metropolitan Police Department. The Arlington County Police Department, the Washington Capitals Red Rockers, Slapshot, then the broadcast voices of the Washington Capitals, Joe B., John Walton, Alan May, Craig Lachlan, Al Koken, Tariq El-Bashir, who's going to be on the show with us, and then 106.7 The Fan, the official radio partner of the Washington Capitals. So we're basically representing the station.
Nice.
That's what we're doing. Then they have, of course, DC-101's Elliot in the Morning. He's been a longtime Cap supporter. And then participation from Washington Capitals partners, Budweiser, Capital One, Etihad Airways, is that how you say that? Ford, Geico, Giant, Mars, Pepsi, Red River, and the Washington Post. So, hey, we got in that.
We're in the mix.
And then the players are at the end of it? Or
I would assume so.
They're at the end.
And we should mention 106.7 The Fan is all over it all day. A couple of remotes. Chad Dukes is live from 106.7 The Fan's official championship parade after party. That's at Clyde's in Chinatown. Grant Danny are going to sign on from Elephant and Castle at 9:45.
And those
because we're going to be jumping out a little bit early.
Presented by our good friends at Jim Beam.
Yes.
We're not just going to be jumping. I will be sprinting. I don't know about you, Donks, but I am going to sprint to the Metro, sprint down the stairs. I already got my card. I'm going to hop on the train. I'm going to get there as fast as I can because it's a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity. I do not want to miss my seat. Do you know what I'm saying?
I
do not want to miss my seat. I didn't cry when I won the championship. I might cry if I miss the seat.
Right.
If I miss the seat, I might cry. I'll be honest with you. Because I want to be inside. Eric, I want to see everything from the inside.
Eric, just take a deep breath.
No, I'm already nervous about it.
You're not going to be late.
It's 9. Can I leave yet?
The meeting point is 3 miles away.
Yeah.
You'll have an hour and 20 minutes to go 3 miles.
No, because I'm sure you have to be there before 11.
Okay, well, you know, you understand what I'm saying.
And I'm not sure I'll find it. I'm sure it'll be a cluster. I'm sprinting out of Drab. I hope you're running.
Wear
your running shoes.
I mean, I'm kind of nervous. You've taken my nervousness and re-raised it.
Can you imagine?
Drabby, I've never seen him this anxious.
I gotta get my Metro card.
I got my Metro card yesterday.
Or maybe AWOD's gonna go.
Adam's gonna go over there.
Yeah,
how are you doing there, Adam?
You should because you don't want to be there with the sea of donks. There's gonna be 100,000 people at the machines trying to figure it out. And trust me, it takes a second to figure it out.
By the way, there's going to be a ton of people driving on the toll road, you know, coming into the city at, you know, roughly 5 a.m. today. Just, you know, I can see the Metro trains. Mm-hmm. Just a ton of people in red.
Already.
Oh, of course.
Yeah. At 5 a.m. Just trying to get down here.
Everybody wearing red. By the way, congratulations.
Except for me.
You're wearing a brand new OV jersey.
And I got to thank my buddy Justin Anzalotti. Came over to the house yesterday. We had a celebratory cocktail, and he dropped off the jersey.
Fireball nice. Stains. I don't see any.
It smelled like booze and gambling and losing.
Does it smell like the Borgata?
A lot of losing.
Does it smell like losing?
Hey, didn't he win one of the JPOs?
He did. I'm sure he dumped it off at blackjack table.
He told a story about he and his wife went out to Vegas for game two.
Okay.
And
shocker.
And bought, I know, shocker, right? Bought tickets online.
Okay.
From some woman for $1,300.
Right. Two tickets, $1,300
total? Two tickets.
Got there, no tickets?
No tickets, scammed.
Really?
Ooh. Oh, yeah.
They showed up, there were zero tickets?
Zero tickets.
So did they scramble and still find their way into the arena?
He sent her the money from his credit card into some account,
they
and she said, all right, I'm going to send them via email with the barcode on it.
Right.
Never got the email. Fading.
Oh!
So he called his bank and said, hey, I just got scammed.
Right.
Now, he got hooked. The bank reimbursed him.
Sure.
And then he found tickets on the street. So it was just a debacle for him. But anyway, so thank you, Justin, for dropping off the...
By the way, you were talking about the Sea of Red already at 5 in the morning. On Sunday, I re-met somebody that I used to play basketball with 10 years ago. And he was asking me if we were going to the parade. And I was not aware of this. His profession was marketing. He came up with Rock the Red.
That is silly. That's a great campaign.
That is silly if that's on your resume.
I hope he's filthy rich.
He should be a millionaire. For the mileage that the Capitals have gotten out of that?
Nice and simple.
Wow. That's a great That
has worked for all these years.
Absolutely.
I know EP wanted to move off the Rock the Red.
Well, they played better in white. They skated the cup in white.
I was going to say, I came up with Rock the White. Why can't I get credit for that?
Doesn't have the same ring to it.
And by the way, we've come up with tons of sayings. We get zippy
of course we
out of
have.
It. Zippy.
Fine. Well,
saying do you want credit for?
I don't know, all the phrases
this is
over the years. Silly Bazilli? I mean, what's wrong with that?
How about get that Stanley?
How about got that Stanley?
Right.
So,
we missed the boat on that. We should be passing out 30,000 got that Stanley t-shirts.
Yeah, what about that one?
That's a good one.
You big fat hurt?
Why aren't we monetizing that?
We should be.
We monetize
nothing. You know how many people say that around the city?
Yeah. I believe we are passing out our street team 30,000 posters
right.
that say hashtag our cup.
Very good.
Yeah, it's so cool.
By the way, I think Drab T-shirt is kind of coming around on my 500,000 person prediction for the parade today.
Yeah, I joined yesterday, but I just slept on the fact that people will get sized not to go to work.
Right.
And every office in downtown D.C. is going to let their employees
How many people work in D.C. on a given day, roughly? How many people are down here just to work? Not to live, but to work.
Millions?
I'm going to say 500,000.
I'd say 750.
Yeah, Nobody knows. We're just guessing. Nobody knows.
Everybody's guessing.
Probably the easiest number to figure out, too.
I bet. All right, let me Google it.
Yeah, it's probably not hard to figure out.
I'm going to guess at minimum 500,000.
Should mention on the show today, you mentioned Tarik El-Bashir is going to join us from NBC Sports Washington. We'll talk to him at 7. Andy Pollin in studio at 8:20. And Rob Carlin from NBC Sports Washington fill us in on the parade.
I'm leaving
now. You
can
give us a call at 800-636-1067. Tell us if you plan on going, what you're wearing, what you're feeling. We're the Junkies. Coming right back.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Welcome back. Junkies on 106.7 Fan. We are live on NBC Sports Washington. People are already there in front of the stage.
Yeah.
I've seen pictures of the stage.
Where's the stage?
Good.
Do you guys remember? Where's the stage?
It's on the mall.
It's at the mall.
I know, but where specifically?
Montgomery Mall.
Nobody knows.
Arundel Mills. Street?
Right in front of Macy's.
The Capitol's in the background, so whatever direction that's facing.
Tensions are getting high here.
Yeah, panic is rising
in
the studio.
Well, Bickle started it. He's panicking.
A lot of I'm not panicking.
Yes. Panic in the disco? Nice.
Yeah, I love it. I love it.
I'm not panicking, but I'm just telling you, I'll cry if we miss our seat.
I love that song. We're not going to miss our seat.
Okay.
His panic
seat
is
in the
now.
Car?
His,
what?
The seat in the car?
Yes.
Okay.
EB's panic is now.
They will stop the parade until the junks get there.
Yeah, I'm sure.
Exactly. Yes. That's what I know they won't do.
100%. They're not moving those buses until the junks are
there. There is a bigger afterthought than the junks.
EB's panic is making me think that I need to just race walk to Henry Bacon to not just ditch the metro.
I think that's slow rolling.
And just race walk
over
there.
Run.
And I could be there by, I don't know, 10:30, 10:40.
You know what? Tell CK we're leaving at 9:20. We should leave at 9:20.
I'm telling you, there's a little bit of panic. What if we got an Uber? Here, honestly, work with me. And they just take us over the bridge. Well, is the bridge open? The Arlington Memorial Bridge? Or is it closed?
Nothing's opened.
I don't even know. If the bridge is open, they should take us over the bridge. We just walk right there. Boom.
I have no idea.
Why don't you go now?
I'm thinking
you
about
get
going
there.
Now.
Yeah, and you just be our correspondent.
Yeah, I'll tell you. More dogs showing up.
Why can't we get a station employee to drive us over there?
Rick, all the streets are blocked off. They put out a map yesterday.
I know,
all the streets are blocked off.
Drive us off a little bit closer to
I'm going to rely on Drab T-shirt and hope that he's right about the metro.
I think they block him off
starting
at 9:30.
This is a guy who can't even get into a Nats game when it's crowded.
I'm just hoping he's right.
This is a guy who bailed on me.
For some reason, I've got faith in Drabby.
Every time we go to the airport, it's the same story all over again.
Which is what?
They'll never make it in time. We make it there in 7 minutes.
Right.
By the way, I'm scrolling through the street closures. I've been scrolling for 10 minutes, and it just keeps going.
Right. They're all closed.
See if the Arlington Memorial Bridge is closed. It's right by the effing memorial.
Check A.
See, Arlington Memorial Bridge. You ever look at a map of D.C.? See if it's closed. If it's not, we should Uber over that sucker and then walk right out.
By the way, Bob Google told me that about 1 million people work in D.C.
Right. That's exactly what
it's
I said.
It's about double the amount of people that live here.
Right.
Right.
Yeah. So.
Well, we said yesterday, right, he did the early estimates were 300,000. That's what they're planning for. So
I would think most companies are going to allow their employees, most, not all, will allow their employees to duck out for an hour and a half.
I got a guy who's so bitter. He's a longtime listener of the show. And he's a teacher,
mm-hmm.
and his principal won't let him out.
Oh, yeah, because schools are on time,
yeah.
right?
Yeah. You know what he's doing? He's going anyway. He's just going to get other teachers. He's going to get other teachers to cover for him.
There's not any teaching going on this last week.
Like he's pooping.
It's dumb.
Or, you know.
It's the last week of school.
People are still in school.
Dylan brought this up to me yesterday after his promotion ceremony. He said, why don't they do the promotion on the last day of school? His school, like, what are they doing? They give you a graduation and then you have to show up the next day?
Anything that's happening in school right now is a full-on waste of time.
How does that make any sense?
I was talking to someone yesterday, and they made a good point. They close schools if it's cold out in D.C.
Right.
All right, so why don't they just close the schools today?
I don't get it. It doesn't make any sense.
Tack on an extra day if you need to do some more lessons. Just close the schools.
Don't tack on an extra day.
All right, I don't care.
It's summer.
But for the Capitals parade?
Right.
You have a parade
never happened before.
Right, exactly. You should close schools.
Did the Skins had a parade in 88 or 89, right?
They had a parade after every Super Bowl.
It was 88.
88. They won the 87-ish, 88.
Yeah, okay, 88. Yeah, because 88, I remember I took the day off, but there was school. And I thought I was going to cross the finish line for the first time.
Oh, you have one of your checks?
Yeah, I had my high school girlfriend come over.
Yeah.
Probably condoms, the whole nine.
Got
you're
stuck,
ready.
Stuck on third base.
Yeah. Got stuck there, huh?
Third base ain't
jam.
Third base ain't bad.
She gave the gas face.
Was there a bunch of guys there already?
I have no idea.
That's hilarious. Yeah, I'm ready to go. The whole focus today is get to the parade on time. It is just so great. And again,
automatic
we talked about
focus.
It all day yesterday. And it's all my friends have talked about, like when I've just been interacting with people on the phone or bumping into people. Just the way the Caps have killed this entire celebration. They've just absolutely nailed it. Just bringing everybody, making everybody feel a part of it. And it's why I think today is going to be so, it's another reason why today is going to be so big.
No, it's awesome. And you know what? We want to hear from you. 800-636-1067. We've been celebrating since Thursday. The Caps bringing a championship here to D.C., Stanley Cup's been everywhere. They've been partying like rock stars. If you want to chime in, 800-636-1067. Braden Holtby and
Ovi.
Alex Ovechkin were on Jimmy Fallon last night.
I didn't get to see that.
We have some of the audio here. They did have Jimmy Fallon towards the end. Jimmy Fallon did the bit where he did the keg hit
right. They had
into the cup.
They had justified it. Mike Smith, the jockey there also.
Yeah.
They started out and they were like sipping from straws. From the cup.
Did Mike Smith jump out of the cup?
No.
He was hiding behind it.
He's a little bigger than that. But then later, yeah, they had Jimmy do a keg stand, which, of course, you know, Ovi did. And, you know, it's a good bit.
Let's play some of the interview.
I don't know how you do it. I don't know if you can appreciate what you do, but as a goalie watching you, it's like, saving everything, nothing gets in. I mean, you have to have confidence that you have this guy on your team, but they all, I mean, that's a lot of pressure on you as well.
Yeah, I don't know. I usually just close my eyes, hope for the best.
That's not true at all, no. But is this true? Your mom is a famous country singer in Canada, is that right?
Yeah, I mean, they always laugh that as the years go on, they get more and more famous and better.
Is that right?
My dad is a hockey player.
The more the story's gone on, yeah.
No, I grew up with music, with my mom playing a lot, and so it's a.
But it's part of your pregame ritual, right? Well, tell everyone what you do, because I heard this and I go, "There's no way." Of course, it's real, but what do you do?
Yeah, we. So in the morning we do our meetings and skate and stuff. So we got a guitar shipped to the rink somehow, and I played it one day, and our team services guy Rob Tillotson, who literally holds our team together. Let me play, and we went on a 20-game unbeaten streak. So they let me keep playing. So,
how long have you been
good-looking guy? Why not?
No, I know you're good-looking. Exactly. Yeah. smile for me. I just love that right there. Just yeah, exactly. That's what I'm talking about, dude. You're a beast out there, man. It's unbelievable. But you've been playing for the NHL for 13, 14?
13.
13 years. Does it feel, are you relieved to finally win the Stanley Cup?
Yeah. You know, you work so hard, like, to get this moment, and when you reach this moment, you still, like, can believe it.
And I've seen videos of you guys celebrating
nonstop, which you should, which yeah. I would do the same thing if I were you, and it's great. But also, you have a really kind of cool news. You got married, and you're expecting a child.
Yeah.
That's what a great year.
Thank you.
What a great year to be you.
Yeah, yeah, it's a great year. Great year.
It's a great year to be you. Braden,
By the way, when I heard that his wife was pregnant, I expected her to be, I don't know, 8-12 weeks pregnant. She came out with a big baby bump.
Like, oh, she's been.
Have they just been hiding her for like?
She looks like she's ready to pop.
The last like 3 months. Like, how did they keep that secret for so long?
I think he snatched a youngin too.
Well, I mean, I don't know how young she is.
I think she's early 20s.
I think that's
golf clap for Ovi.
I think that's kind of now. This is a stereotype.
By the way, someone told me she's the daughter of some Russian billionaire.
Yeah, like she's a socialite.
Yeah,
I think that's kind of the Russian way. They like to.
So it was a kind of arranged.
Like to grab them kind of young. I mean, that was Fedorov. He was messing around the Anna Kournikova.
That's true.
That was just like, a thing. That was just
she
weird.
She was like 15 or 16.
That's I didn't true. Know that was a Russian thing.
I think it's kind of a Russian thing.
Yeah. I think it's a human nature thing.
I know a lot about Russian culture. I think it's kind of a we like to get the ladies young in the program.
Right.
I think that's kind of a thing over
wait
there.
Till so my pops wait till to Ovi's my mom. Partying it up with Putin with the cup. He'll be over there.
I'm sure that's going to happen at some point.
Sure.
It's going to enrage all the Canadian NHL dogs, but I don't care about them.
Did you know? I know.
Pootie Poot would probably try and steal it.
He might.
He don't want to give it back.
Did you know? Because I didn't know that Hopi's mom was a country singer.
I had no idea.
No clue.
How do I not know this?
Because she's not local. She's not an American country star.
How did that nugget escape us?
I didn't know that Canada had country singers.
Right, neither did I, really.
I mean, there are no country music aficionados in here, maybe outside of Jason, I think.
Yeah, Mike, but I would have thought that would have been a nugget that we would have heard on a broadcast or something.
Yeah, I don't know.
I never heard the nugget. That's good. It's good to know. It's interesting.
I wonder why. Do you think they asked Holtby first? You think they asked other players to join Ovi?
Oh, I have no idea.
I think Holtby because of the save.
I think, I think NBC made them have them on. Because if you think about it, because they had the coverage of the Stanley Cup. They also had the coverage of the Triple Crown races.
Right.
And they had Mike Smith there.
Yeah.
A lot of synergy there.
Yeah, so I think. I think NBC kind of nudged them to have OV.
I'm sure they put in their request. Yeah. All right. Let's go real quick. Let's go to Matt in Carolina. Matt, what's up, buddy?
How you doing, guys?
Hey, Matt.
All right. So you're from North Carolina?
So I left Charlotte last night, drove up to Raleigh, stayed with my parents, left 2 a.m. this morning, and I just got to Springfield. About to take the metro into D.C. I'm jacked up.
Yeah, but we saw somebody tweeted us, said he was flying up from Florida to come in for the parade.
Where are you going to post up?
I'm trying to decide either right like in between the mall and like on 7th Street right there, or just in front of the stage. I'm trying to figure it out, but I'm so jacked up, man. I've been waiting. I mean, I'm 21 years old. I've been waiting my whole life for a DC championship, and it's finally here. I'm so excited, man.
Where did you grow up, Matt?
I actually grew up in North Carolina. My parents are from D.C., and I have all kinds of family in D.C.,
gotcha.
So I've been a lifelong D.C. fan and, you know, been through all kinds of heartbreak, and it is so, so satisfying to finally, you know, be able to celebrate with 300,000 of my closest friends.
That's right.
It's going to be great.
Enjoy it. It'll be a good day, man. Weather's going to be great.
Yep.
It's going to be fun.
Did you come by yourself?
Yeah, I'm meeting a buddy of mine up here, and we're gonna have a good time.
Right, I know you are.
I'm sure you are. All right, buddy. Thanks for calling in, man.
Appreciate it.
Yeah. Yesterday, right around 9 o'clock, I would say I was driving to the promotion ceremony.
Mm-hmm.
Started at 9:15, and I heard Cake say he was gonna buy 8 bottles of champagne.
That got squashed. I mean, CK texted me later in the day and said. The plans have changed. No bus. You guys are going to be in convertibles.
They don't want any booze.
And I was like, well, what about the champagne? I've already bought bubble wrap for the champagne. To wrap it up because I didn't want like 8 bottles of champagne.
I like it, Cakes.
Breaking in a duffel bag.
You're thinking ahead.
You have to plan for these things.
Right.
So then he's like, nope, no alcohol. You're finished.
I don't think that was from him. That was actually from Monumental Sports.
Yeah. Which is fine.
Which we received an email from.
Right, I'm sure the guys will have liquor, but they don't want the other donks. They're lucky to be there.
I'll just go to the after party.
Be hammered.
Go going to the after party with Chad Dukes at Clyde's in Chinatown. Starts at 2 p.m. during his broadcast.
You can drink all you want there.
It's presented by Jim Beam. Got him. Get all the plugs in.
And that's really something we have to do, too. So after we get through this, we got to run over and make a little appearance with Grant and Danny. And they're over at what's
Elephant and Castle.
Elephant and Castle.
On Pennsylvania Avenue.
And so that'll be cool to stop by and see what's going on there, see the whole scene. It's just going to be a crazy, chaotic day. And as CK said in one of his emails to the staff here, just be ready for plans to change on a dime.
Right.
On a dime, Cakes.
Won't cost you a dime. We're going to be flexible today. Now, we're going to panic, but we're going to be flexible.
Yeah, I'll panic.
It's awesome. The last
for
night,
sure.
I was watching the debut of DC Sports Live with Travis Thomas and Michael Jenkins on NBC Sports Washington.
Right.
And they showed a montage of every goal from the playoffs.
Oh, I would have taken my pants off.
Oh,
it was
great.
Cool to watch.
I'd have unbuckled my pants and taken them right off.
And it's amazing that you remember every one of them.
Right. Because everyone.
24 games.
Pretty much everyone was critical.
24 games worth of goals, and I remembered every one of them.
Right. God, what a just what a ridiculous run.
I mean,
incredible.
Think about Lars Eller's. Clincher.
What was your favorite?
My pants move.
Goal. Yeah. Not the save, not the Tom Wilson fight, but your favorite
goal of the,
I think
run?
Koozies to beat the Pens.
That's a great one. That's going to be hard to top, but that one.
Yeah. I liked Burakovsky coming down the right side.
That was
left,
a good one against Tampa.
Was,
game seven?
I think the game winner, right?
Game seven?
Or maybe it was the second goal, whatever it was.
I can't remember.
He scored two.
The one that keeps playing in my mind is just because I appreciated the effort so much is when Ovi dove and flipped it in.
That was a great one.
That was a great one.
How about Ovi
picking
one out of the air in the Pittsburgh series?
Oh, yeah. That was awesome,
great
too.
Right.
I mean, it's hard to pick just one.
Case just told me during the break, I didn't realize this, that Ovi's on the cover, obviously, of Sports Illustrated.
Yeah.
So we all got to pick up copies of that.
I'm going to run out and buy that. I bought three copies of the Post commemorative edition with the 30-page cap spread in
gotta
it yesterday.
Got to have that.
That was kind of a show that they had their parade planned, and then Golden State's doing their parade the same day.
Who cares? Yeah. You think I care about
Golden State? 3,000 miles away.
Well, just for national
NBA
coverage.
Couldn't care less about that.
Phone number is 800-636-1067. We can throw that out there. What was your favorite goal? You know what, EB? I might change mine because that Ovi one was pretty special.
Yeah, I just love that effort.
But the significance to me, like when Burakovsky scored, and Ovi had scored earlier in the game, right? A minute into the game?
Mm-hmm.
Against Tampa?
Yes,
he scored.
Yeah, but when Burakovsky scored the two, it was over.
Yep. All right. Game seven.
Let's go to Mitchell in Dumfries. Mitchell, what's up? You're on with the Junks.
What's going on, guys?
What's up, Mitch?
I can't wait to get to D.C.
Where are you coming from?
Well, we're coming from South Carolina, but we're on the highway. We're just getting through Dumfries. It's a lot of traffic.
Wow. I mean, people are coming from all over.
So you're a former D.C. resident?
Yes. My dad actually used to live in downtown D.C.
Right.
A very big Caps fan.
When did you decide I have to be here for at least the parade?
Well, after Ovi's block, I said, I have to come. I have to come after seeing the block and then seeing the win the game. Crazy.
Right. Well, that's awesome.
So, hold on. So, where are you right now?
Dumfries.
We're on the highway. I don't know exactly where we are because the traffic's going to stand still.
Ooh.
But we're going past Dumfries.
Well, right. You're right in the teeth of rush hour.
You'll be fine, though.
You got plenty of time.
You'll make it.
Smart move to leave. Now, I know a lot of people are leaving, like, butt early.
I told you, all those people on the metro, there might be 5 a.m.
There might be a billion people in downtown D.C. I'm upping my estimates. A billion.
All right. Phone number is 800-636-1067. We want to hear from Caps fans heading to the parade. We, of course, will be part of the parade in convertibles now.
That's right.
2x2 and confirm. If we make it, EB's panicking.
We'll make it. We'll be fine.
Remember, Grant and Danny, they're going to be signing on from Elephant and Castle at 9:45. Chad Dukes live from 106.7 The Fan's official championship parade after party. That's at Clyde's in Chinatown. So we're all over it. But next, we'll take more of your calls at 800-636-1067. Welcome back. Chucky's on 106.7 The Fan. We are live on NBC Sports Washington. Getting ready for the parade
which kicks off at 11 a.m. You can listen to 106.7 The Fan all day. All the coverage you need right here on this station. We're actually going to be part of the parade, which is pretty amazing. Before we went to break, we were talking about our favorite goals. Somebody tweeted us at Junks Radio. Without the double OT goal by Eller, we probably don't win the cup.
Yep.
Game right. three in Columbus.
We talked about that yesterday.
Definitely needed that.
That was a must win. Absolute must
win. That might have been the biggest one.
And that was after Columbus had rang the post in that overtime. So, I mean, that's how close the Caps were to being in a 0-3 hole in the first round.
Mm.
So that was a massive goal.
Someone's texting me the Smith-Pelly.
The Smith-Pelly.
Athletic.
The Smith-Pelly
Which
sniper.
Which one? He had so many.
No, the one that tied it. In game five.
Where he's sliding on the ice.
Yeah, yeah that was
where
sick.
He kicks it, he blocks
that
it.
That was very Ovi-like.
Yeah, it was great.
He also had a beautiful snipe in the Columbus series where he came down the left side of the ice.
Yeah, he went behind the goalie.
Just a ripper past the goalie. So, I mean, that guy upped his stock big time in the playoffs.
All right, let's bang on some of these calls. A lot of people want to chime in. Let's go to Todd in Martinsburg. Todd, what's up, man? You're on with the Junks.
Hey, what's going on, guys? And hey, listen, on the goals, I do believe, yeah, DSP's goal was sick, but Eller was the one that brought it home. Yes, as well, guys. It was an awesome series, and it beats, believe it or not, 1998. Good things come to those who wait, and Obi was a savior to this organization, and they deserve it. And for us, we have West Virginia rednecks up here. We are educated rednecks because we bleed the red.
There you go,
as well, we're both, you know, as well, guys. Yeah, we're disabled Americans here, but as well, we would have made the trip down, but we are strapped in front of the television for the parade today.
That's very cool. Thank you for your service, buddy.
Yep. Enjoy it, man.
Hey, God bless you guys. Yep. All right. Keep kicking ass that way.
Follow us from almost heaven, too, West Virginia, my friend.
Let's go to Stan in Gaithersburg. Stan, happy parade day, buddy.
Yeah, man.
What's up?
I believe this is Stan the Man the Plumber. I call you guys, like, all the time.
All right. Very cool.
Anyway, so I think the best goal was when DSP did the thing with his skate. You know, when it happened, it just happened so fast, you don't really know it. And then when they show it in slow motion, it was like he was, you know, ballet and then fell.
Right.
It's just unbelievable.
Yeah.
Right.
It's just incredible.
Just the way he elevates his game in the playoffs is just ridiculous.
I mean,
that's exactly what you need.
This isn't the first time he's done it. Look at his playoff numbers in the past. I mean, this guy always turns it on in the postseason.
There were so many impressive-looking goals, though. Again, I watched this montage last night on NBC Sports Washington on the new show, DC Sports Live, where they showed every goal from the playoffs, starting from goal number one in the Columbus series all the way to the game winner in the last game. And there were so many others. I wouldn't say this was my favorite, but when Oshie is in that spot in the power play and they sneak that pass into him in that tight spot.
He's deadly.
Where there are basically three defenders right around him. He just quickly snipes it into the top shelf.
How about Backstrom floating the puck through, like, I don't, it looked like 100 sticks.
Yes.
To put it right on Ovi's stick. Right on Ovi's stick to put it past Fleury. I mean, there's just so many. It's hard to pick. It's hard to pick my five favorite goals, let alone one.
Let's go to Chris, Texas. People calling from all over the country today. Chris, what's up, man?
What's up, guys? Man, I grew up in Springfield listening to you guys all my damn life, and this is the happiest I've ever been, except that I'm in Texas. Mm-hmm. Any DSP skate-to-stick goal was my favorite. He was just unbelievable. Through the whole playoffs, he just stood up as a man and took it to him.
Who's got your favorite celebration? I think it has to be Kuzi.
Kuzi's great.
I think it has to be that.
I love it.
Right?
Yeah, absolutely. Hey, do you know if they're going to stream the parade? Because, you know, I'm working in Texas and I need to see it.
Yeah, that's a great question. I'll try to get that information to you, Drabby. Can you find out? I know that most of the local stations will obviously have it.
I know NBC Sports Washington is all over it. They're covering.
Can you stream NBC Sports Washington from other areas?
Yes,
absolutely.
You can. Yeah. Okay, good.
There you go.
Good.
There's your answer.
Good. So for people out of town, they want to be a part of it and see it too.
And of course, you can listen. We're going to have Craig Hoffman on site, roving around on the streets,
and
as
Nick
well as
Ashew.
Nick Ashew.
Yep.
We're doing the updates
I feel
right
like
now.
I feel like we should have something to wave. Like
we're
going to
have posters.
Posters.
CK just told us that we're supposed to flash the poster.
Oh, we have a
Oh, really?
Because okay, it's a little poster. I'm visioning like a poster that you put in your bedroom.
You want some pom-poms?
I feel like we should have like rally towels. You know what I mean? Like something. Oh, this is cool. Let me see. So we got, of course, we got a very cool. Got
to thank Tyson's Cup, Corner Center.
Tyson's Corner Center. Rocking the red 50 years. Very, very cool.
We're actually going to be giving away 30,000 hashtag R Cup posters around the parade site, Woo! Including at the Ronald Reagan
rack of these.
Building.
I want a rack of these.
At the Federal Triangle Metro stop, at Elephant and Castle, and pretty much any Metro Center near the parade. They're presented by HWP Insurance, Tyson Corner Center, and LindsayCars.com.
All right, let's go to John in Bethesda. Hey, John, happy parade day, buddy.
Hey, John, happy parade
What's
day.
Up, man?
Oh, man, what a day it is. Hey, my moment is game six, Tom Wilson coming out of the box, picking a fight.
Right.
It was, you know, if you never see it, one, and then two, it's just in response to the jersey throw. I mean, we're not going to be deterred this year. And, hey, real quick, if I could just say, I think the big thing that changed this year was Wilson coming into his own, which really supported Ovi. And if you guys want to see a cool movie, I don't know if you've seen Ice Guardians on Netflix. It's all about the role of the enforcer supporting the pro, but check it out. It's awesome. All right,
is that like a documentary?
I believe so. I've heard of that title before.
Somebody tweet me that because I definitely want to check that out.
Ice Guardians, I think.
That's very, very
cool. Wilson was definitely a big part of it.
I thought it was Game 7 where he had the fight. Or was that a different fight?
Game 7 in the Tampa series.
Tampa. He was talking about
came out of the box.
Yeah, and that's after he threw the jersey because he said Game 6 on the call.
Yeah, I think
it was
right.
Game 7. Yeah.
I think also Kuzi, his emergence in the playoffs.
Oh, my God.
We've talked
Superstar.
To some people. I mean, he obviously was very good during the regular season, but the production in the playoffs, you know, Alan May has said several times he thinks he's the most talented player.
Yes.
And can just become
impossible to
one
argue.
Of the best players in the NHL. Oh, and that's what you saw in the playoffs.
He doubled his shot production.
And remember, we were looking for that last year
because mm-hmm.
he had a good year during the regular season, but he kind of was missing in action in the postseason.
Right.
We were waiting for that.
Missing this year.
No, we got it this year.
No. Everybody showed up. Do we have the break or can I take more? Let's do one more. I always do the opposite. Whatever Valdez says, I do the opposite. All right, let's go. Let me see. Let's go to Josh. California checking in today. Josh, what's up, man?
What's going on, boys? Hey, y'all deserve to be speaking about championship hockey. I've been waiting for a lifetime to hear y'all talk about championship. And
right? How great is that?
Let's go, Cam, baby! I just want to talk about when Alex Ovechkin scored the goal on the power play, though. It changed the whole atmosphere for everybody there. They all hopped on Ovi's back and rode with him the whole way. He was a soldier.
Right.
True Russian soldier. And I got to say, Tom Wilson reminds me of the boy from the Mighty Ducks, the Bash Bros. They come out and start fighting. I like to go Willie. Y'all have a great day, guys.
Hey, thank you, Josh. Appreciate it, buddy.
Happy parade day, boys. Yep. Y'all deserve it.
Man, Caps fans are calling in from all across the country.
I know. We got calls from
California,
Texas,
North Carolina.
Had a dog driving up
from
South Carolina.
Yeah, it's great. It's amazing.
And Dumfries.
Exactly.
Dumfries, too.
All right, taking your calls, 800-636-1067. We'll be taking your calls throughout the show. Next, Tariq El-Bashir covers the Capitals for NBC Sports Washington and joins us on The Junkies.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.